This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. NWNHC Productions has announced the first national competition to crown the top all-around women horse trainers in the United States. The American Horsewoman's Challenge is a six-month contest to train a young horse for a cross-discipline competition to be held in October of 2014 in Oklahoma City. The competition combines the equestrian skills of dressage, ranch trail versatility, and liberty. The top 10 finishers split a purse worth $28,000. Jim Hutchins, the event producer, said 85% of horse owners are women, but too often they are not recognized for the contribution they make to training America's pleasure horses. This competition highlights the cross-discipline interests of many American horsewomen and the skills necessary to create a well-rounded equine partner. The competition is open to any horsewoman based in the United States who believes she has talent and wants to prove her skills on a national stage. The first 500 entrants will be required to submit a 10-minute video showing their skills in cowboy dressage, ranch trail versatility, and liberty. The videos will be reviewed and scored by a panel of judges who will choose the top 50 competitors. Those competitors will be invited to select whatever breed of horse they like, train it, and join in the finals. The top 50 will have up to 6 months to train a green broke horse between the ages of 3 and 6 years old at the time of the finals. Each competitor will be asked to demonstrate their and their horse's skill over 3 days in 3 different events. The challenge finals will culminate with a freestyle event demonstrating the horse-human partnership, lightness, music interpretation, and creativity. A panel of judges will critique and score the freestyle performance in front of a live audience. An advisory board of internationally recognized clinicians has joined the challenge to help guide its direction. Interested competitors and horse enthusiasts can learn more about the American Horsewoman's Challenge and enter by visiting horsewomanschallenge.com. Social media fans can also like American Horsewoman's Challenge on Facebook. The finals event will include an exposition of equestrian products and services by vendors from across the country. Companies that are interested in participating as a sponsor or a vendor can learn more at horsewomanschallenge.com/sponsors. And coming up March 7th through the 9th is the Illinois Horse Fair. New for the 2014 Illinois Horse Fair, the Heartland Horseman's Challenge is a judged competition covering all 3 days of the fair at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. In the challenge, 4 horsemen and women are given an opportunity to choose and work with a rescue horse, culminating in a freestyle ride and challenge course. The challenge will allow the horsemen to showcase their program and the potential talents of their chosen horse, which will be available for adoption throughout the event. The Illinois Horse Fair is partnering with the Hooved Animal Humane Society of Woodstock, Illinois, for the inaugural challenge. HAHS is a nonprofit organization founded in 1971. They say their mission is to promote the humane treatment of hooved animals through education, legislation, investigation, and if necessary, legal intervention. HAHS will bring 8 rescued horses for the trainers to choose from for the challenge. The 4 Heartland Horsemen's Challenge horsemen and women will be announced on the Illinois Horse Fair website, www.horsemanscouncil.org/horsefair, and Facebook page leading up to the event. Tickets for the Illinois Horse Fair include the challenge and are also available on the website and Facebook pages. Those interested in having information emailed to them can sign up for Horse Fair updates on the website. Again, the Illinois Horse Fair will be March 7th through the 9th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. That's all for today's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.